Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. Well, it was a wild week for the Wahoos, to say the least. Came down to the wire against the Terrapins up there at the Comcast Center, and nearly 18,000 fans crammed in there. And the Wahoos forced overtime. However, overtime did not go well, and the Wahoos dropped a tough loss there, which ended their 13-game winning streak. Habbo?
I was not a happy camper yesterday afternoon, but you know,
you kicked the dog, didn't you?
No, the dog is sweet, so I try to take it out on something else, you know. But it's funny. What was it, January 13th when we lost to Duke or something like that? It's been a long time since I had that pit in my stomach over a loss, and I must admit, it is distasteful. You know, I seem like a happy-go-lucky guy, but I'm still pretty competitive, so I do not like losing. So my focus is on Friday now, and I'm really fearful we're going to play Maryland again, and I still don't think we match up very well against Maryland, although I think if we play them again, I trust the outcome will be different.
Also, don't think that the absurd number of touch fouls against Virginia's perimeter players will occur down in Greensboro the way the whistles were being blown up at the Comcast. But that said, we've got a big show tonight. Very excited. Jimmy Miller is going to join us shortly. Jimmy played from 82 to 85, played in the Final Four with Olden Polonese and Othell and Ricky and Rick Carlisle. That was and Kent Needland. Can't leave out Kenton. Later in the show, we're going to have Chelsea Shine, former UVA women's player who had an excellent career and is now working at the VAF and has done some radio and TV color commentary. And
engaged to?
She's engaged to Tyler Wilson of Richmond. How about that,
Tyler,
Chris?
Tyler, no kidding.
Believe your boy Tyler Wilson has fallen so quickly?
I can. Yeah, I definitely can.
Another one bites the dust.
You know, women's basketball is not going so well, so we may have to ask her about men's baseball. She may be following men's baseball more closely than women's basketball.
Well, this just in, Brogdon and Harris were named in two different sets of awards today. Malcolm Brogdon and Joe Harris made the ACSMA second and third teams. Akeel Mitchell was named to the All-ACC defensive team. Guard London Prentice earned a spot on the All-ACC freshman team, and Justin Anderson was named sixth man of the year. Now, the All-ACC first team coaches squad featured Malcolm Brogdon making the top five, which I felt for weeks that he deserved. Joe Harris made the second team. Akeel Mitchell was named to the all-defensive team, and London Parentes earned a spot on the ACC, all-ACC freshman team.
Well, that's the coaches' poll. What do they know?
Yeah, what do the coaches know, Habbo?
They're focused, you know.
Practice. What does practice matter?
As one who is a member of the Atlantic Coast Conference Sports Media Association, I did vote for Brogdon second team and Harris third team, which is what they ended up being.
Yeah, we're going to rebuke your vote. We're going to pull those credentials.
We're going to rebuke it.
Rebuke it or something like that. Try not to use a bad word here.
We're creating a whole new lexicon on Sports Radio 910.
What the heck? All right, some other news. In case you missed it on the internet and in the paper and so forth.
Speaking about in case you missed it, I was outside before the show with Chris Sill, and I said, what about that plane missing over in Malaysia? And Chris said, what?
Come on, man.
another millennial on top of the news here.
Jeez.
I tell you, these young people today.
I miss a couple of shows. Y'all rag on me over the air?
You have no idea. God. You have no idea. We held off.
Oh, man.
It could have been much worse.
What airplane?
Actually, let's talk football briefly. First off, remind everyone.
My parents are going to be so disappointed.
Remind everybody that UVA football tickets are now on sale, and the priority deadline is April 18th for VAF donors and last year's season ticket holders. So get your seven-game home schedule tickets. First game of the season is August 30th against UCLA.
The Brew Crew.
Which is a terrific game and a terrific team. And we've also got University of Richmond and Kent State, as well as Louisville, Pitt, North Carolina's homecomings, and Miami.
What was that one team you called? It started with an L. What did you call that?
Louisville.
Louisville. Okay.
Daggone right. And the orange and blue spring game, Hobbo, you that only eats red meat and baked potatoes, please.
Well, a little bacon, too. You know.
Never. You never touch bacon. Come on. Saturday, April 12th, orange and blue spring game. And we have been promised by Coach Mike London that he'll be back on the show in the weeks ahead to give us his assessment of his team and how they're performing during spring practices. All right. That aside, Hobbo, UVA has nailed down the Friday game, 12 noon, the quarterfinals, 12 noon. They will play the winner of the number 8 Maryland Terrapins or the number 9 Florida State Seminoles. That game on Thursday, which is at 12 noon, promises to be a brutal contest.
Well, see, I always hope that that game leading into the Friday game, that the winner of that game will have a couple of significant injuries late in the game.
A lot of sprained ankles.
Yeah. I mean, nothing too serious. I don't want to see somebody's playing career over. But I never understood these people that want to beat somebody at their best. I'm just happy to win. You know, I mean, if they start 5 walk-ons, I'd be content.
That's not going to happen.
All no, right. It's not going to happen. And as I say, Maryland is it's just a tough matchup for Virginia because of Seth Allen and Des Wells.
Listen, those guys have played with nothing to lose this weekend. I'm going to agree with Terry Gates.
It looked like our guys had nothing to lose.
No, I disagree. Yeah,
they were playing some Hobbo defense. You know what Hobbo defense is? Ole. You know, at Matador.
Yes, we know that you played Ole defense, the footwork of a statue. Listen. The Wahoos, they were stepping into a dangerous environment there with the week off. Virginia had already secured the number one seed. I think every Wahoo knew that it was going to be hard for the Cavaliers to be, A, totally focused, and B, sharp, because they had the week off.
Well,
Virginia would have been better off for the game against Wake Forest or anybody going into that game.
It's hard to win games on the road. That's why this year, you know, being 7-1 on the road going into that game, the reminder of that was the fact that Duke went to Wake Forest earlier this week and lost to Wake Forest. So regardless of where you're playing, and really you look at some of the recent road games that Virginia had, the game we played in Blacksburg, that was kind of a miracle finish in the last 3 or 4 minutes that allowed us to win down there. The Clemson game was a fight down to the wire. So it's just tough. And, of course, Maryland, you know, that was the only home game in the ACC that we won by fewer than 10 points. So Maryland, you know, we won that game by 8.
At home. Yes.
So every other home game in the ACC, we won by double digits.
Absolutely. And, you know, Maryland used a very good passive full-court zone press, which slowed Virginia getting across midcourt and reduced Virginia's possession in the front court to about 24 seconds. Clearly, Bennett has got to figure out how to deal with that and coach his kids up so that maybe they can beat that faster and maybe go down and get an easier shot. Maybe Virginia is better off against Maryland getting into a running game. Virginia's got 10 players. Play them all. So
I don't think Bennett wants to get in a running game because that's what, you know, there are two objectives of full court pressure defense or even half court pressure defense. You're either ideally trying to force turnovers, but you're also trying to force tempo, and teams that press Virginia oftentimes are trying to get Virginia to play faster than they want.
But that's not Maryland, Jim.
Maryland wants to play faster than we do.
The heck they do. They didn't. They never rush the shot other than off the dribble when a guy just got selfish.
Believe me, they want to play at a faster pace than Tony Bennett does.
I think Virginia's players want to play at a faster pace.
Well, they may want to, but they're playing for the wrong program if that's the case.
Well, you say things like that and it blows my mind. I think Virginia has enough talent to smoke those clowns. Stop playing their stall game. They stalled us all the way up the court. All right, a couple things. First off, Virginia in the polls today in the AP poll is number 6, Florida is first, Wichita State second, Nova third, Zona 4, Louisville 5, the Wahoos 6, Duke in 7th, Michigan 8.
Who is 5th again?
San Diego State is 9, Kansas is 10, Syracuse is 11.
It's like Tom Brokaw.
North Carolina at 15. In the coaches poll, Virginia is 8th, Duke switched position is in 6th. Syracuse is 11th, and Carolina is back there at 15.
You do realize that the national championship in basketball is awarded by performance on the court, not through the polls.
No, the relevance is everyone likes to see the team back up there in the top 10, Jim.
It's a fan thing. That's the reason the team didn't play very well yesterday. It got caught up in this fifth rank stuff.
I think they got caught up in the fact they had a whole week off and they lost their edge. Now, the good news is I thought Virginia played very well at the end of each half. They made a nice closing run at the end of the first half to take the lead. And at the end of regulation, they scrambled like crazy and they executed a brilliant play, which is?
Our LeClaire Ryan play of the game. The inbounds play from London Perantes with 1.7, where he made the great pass. We got the screen for Anthony Gill. He was able to catch and shoot. Was connected on what was a 3 or 4 foot little shot. He caught it, shot it while he was still in the air.
Beautiful
play.
Which,
that's not the easiest shot in the world, but he was able to convert it. And the thing that impressed me about that was the fact that we did not have a timeout, and the guys on the floor were smart enough to put that play to execute that play in order to get to overtime.
All right, I understand we have Paul on the line. Paul, have you got a question for Jim or myself?
I really do, and I know it's a tough subject or topic, and it's kind of like the elephant in the room or the gorilla or Godzilla in the room. You know, Tony Bennett rarely ever complains about a referee, and he's a class act. We got to give it to him. He's the best. But my complaint about ACC in general, like you watched the Carolina-Duke game the night before, you know, it's like the Carl Hess show or the Jamie Lucky show or something. It's the referees. I think we're looking at girls' basketball from back in the 60s, these touch fouls. If Akil Mitchell, does anybody review, my question is, anybody review those calls in the ACC? You know, like that walking call on Akil Mitchell, which would have been an easy layup. If that's walking, I'm delivering Santa Claus's toys from the North Pole. It's incredible.
That's a good one, Paul. All right, how about your thoughts?
There is a supervisor of officials. I can see his face. He used to be an official.
Hank Nichols did it for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he was at the NCAA level, but there is an ACC supervisor of officials. So they do review this. The touch foul, the pendulum swings back and forth. I think they felt that the game was getting too much contact, particularly away from the basket. So all of a sudden now they're, I think, calling it too closely.
And you know what? Several times, particularly in the first half and the early part of the second half, referees were blowing the whistle on what I would call hardly a foul by either team, and very, very frustrating. All right, we're going to go to break now. When we come back, we're going to have none other than former Wahoo big man Jimmy Miller joining us from Charlottesville. So stay with us. This is Who's Talking.